Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
As for post-Tonys news, the first casualty, as I think I mentioned last week, is Smash, based on the TV show, of course. But lots of others, by the way, Broadway winners are closing soon, unfortunately. So your time is running out for Portrait of Dorian Gray, Sunset Boulevard, and Glengarry Glen Ross. John Proctor as the villain is only up through August, so this is a time to go to those places and get a ticket. Now, which shows are getting a needed boost from the Tonys? Well, it certainly doesn't need the help, but the Hamilton anniversary performance led all segments of the Tony show with more than 75 million combined views across platforms. This nearly a decade after its Broadway debut, and all because Lin-Manuel picked up a 900-page biography of a guy named Alexander Hamilton and somehow envisioned it as a rap musical. Well, if that's not the definition of a visionary, I don't know what is. Now, continuing with the Tonys night for a minute, performances from Gypsy, Sunset Boulevard, and Maybe Happy Ending. Now, that one went on to become the evening's most awarded show, but they were all among the top five most viewed performances. Now, in terms of drawing new theatergoers, well, Purpose was certainly the big winner, but heavy dramas, well, they're never as successful, obviously, as musicals. Unless they happen to feature stars with names like Clooney or Denzel or Culkin. Speaking of Clooney, good night and good luck. You know that closing night was televised by CNN Live. It was a great and even appropriate idea, I think. Broadway shows will likely take a breather now, though there are events to consider, like a one-night-only concert performance of Hello, Dolly! At Carnegie Hall on June 23rd. This is an evening where each song from the show will be sung by a different performer. Gracie Lawrence, who was nominated for a Tony for Just in Time, in which she played Connie Francis, she's going to deliver a number written for Barbara Streisand for the 1969 film of Hello, Dolly. Interesting. And then there are TV stars now having a run on slightly smaller stages. Jean Smart of Hacks fame has just opened in a one-woman piece at Studio 54 named Call Me Izzy. This one is about an abused woman telling her story from, I believe, a bathroom. It's received mixed reviews, though positive for Jean Smart, of course, who had not been on a Broadway stage for 25 years. And John Krasinski is still selling well as a rather unpleasant chauvinist, from what I hear, an angry Alan. He portrays a man named Roger, who is divorced, demoted, and drifting. Anyway, it explores one man's journey down the digital rabbit hole. We have to salute these popular screen stars for taking these chances on difficult roles. Both of those, by the way, are theoretically off-Broadway, where much is happening if you are brave enough to try really off-Broadway. So stick with me here. First, we have the Downtown Urban Arts Festival, DUAF, it's known as. That's going to showcase the work of 18 playwrights, as well as Tony Award winner Sarah Jones, when it returns to New York for its 23rd season this month. The festival was created to give opportunities to new and emerging playwrights. Hurrah for that. Plays are judged for content, form, and structure. The centerpiece of DUAF this year is Sarah Jones, who will present her new play, America, Who Hurt You? At Joe's Pub. She plays multiple characters as she touches upon politics, climate, and social media as a commentary to our world today. Much needed. Again, you can check out duaf.org. Here's a good name. Emmy Award-winning producer, actor, and filmmaker Kerry Washington will join the producing team of Duke and Roya, R-O-Y-A. Performances for that have just begun at the Lucille Lortel Theater, that's down in the West Village, for 11 weeks only. Tickets are available at www.dukeandroya.com or in person at the Lortel Theater. Now, they've had a winning run at that venue. Andrew Scott just finished there in Vanya. Before that, Adam Dreyer was a strumming guitarist in Hold On to Me, Darling. And New York Theatre Workshop, another fine venue where many shows have started, and currently, of course, it's presenting the Nat King Cole show, that one has revealed the full cast for the world premiere of a new version of Molière's classic comedy, Tartuffe. That's going to star Matthew Broderick in the leading role. I believe that one started in California, La Jolla Playhouse. I'll have to check that. Anyway, Matthew Broderick will star as Tartuffe and alongside Emmy Award winner David Cross, who was in Arrested Development. Then there is one called House of Life, described as a traveling cult collective, the 70-minute cabaret theater show, which I think played at the Edinburgh Festival, is one part sermon, one part rebirth, three parts party. House of Life starts in New York on Friday, June 20th. That's this Friday. And then there is the House of Flies, no relation to the House of Life. That one is coming to theater for the new city. It's a tragic drama described as an exploration of intergenerational trauma and spirituality. That one starts on June 19th and runs through July 6th. That venue, the Theater for New City, is always challenging theatergoers, and they're very loyal theatergoers. Anyway, speaking of the Edinburgh Fringe, as I think we were, anyway, I made my way to the Soho Playhouse to see A Letter to Lyndon B. Johnson, or God, Whoever Reads His First. Yes, that's the title. This piece is written and performed very well, I might add, by, now, I don't know how she spells her name, X-H-L-O-E Rice, Slowly Rice, and Natasha Rowland. They have collaborated for a decade, picking up all kinds of awards, including at the Edinburgh Fringe. Here they play characters named Ace and Hop, who recount tales of their youthful escapades, such as sneaking out to see LBJ's train pass through their town or pranking one of their camp counselors. It's an interesting little piece. The never-named Vietnam War is sort of hovering in the background. Basically, it seems to be about boys' journeys in pursuit of manhood. So that sounds like your cup of tea. It's a challenging, odd little show. I've seen several at the Soho Playhouse, and God bless them for keeping on keeping on, as I rarely see many folks in those seats. Anyway, ironically, I am in Austin right now, the home of LBJ, of course. The death of the week, let me mention the fine, multi-talented actor Harris Yulin, maybe most recognizable from films and TV, but did a lot of stage as well. For his work in theater, he won the Lucille Lortel Award from the League of Off-Broadway Theaters and Producers for his direction of Horton Foote's The Trip to Bountiful, 2006. In the late 1990s, he won Drama Desk nominations for acting on Broadway in The Diary of Anne Frank and Arthur Miller's The Price. All good. I am now heading shortly to the West Coast for a while, but as always, I will be keeping you abreast of Broadway, off-Broadway, and California theatrical happenings. Meanwhile, see what's happening in your communities, and I'll see you next time.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.